This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Condolences continue to pour in from fire companies around the county and the state after a New London volunteer fireman was killed responding to a call yesterday morning. According to the North Carolina Highway Patrol, who's still investigating the accident, around 9:30 a.m., they got a call about a single car accident on North Carolina Highway 8 near New London and Baldwin Road. The driver, Christopher Rothmeyer of New London, was said to left the roadway and crashed into a tree. Reports say he was not wearing a seatbelt at the time. New London Volunteer Fire Department, Stanley County EMS, and Richfield Meisenheimer Volunteer Fire Department responded to the scene. He was transported to Atrium Health Stanley, where he succumbed to his injuries. Albemarle City Manager Todd Clark wanted to pass along from the fire company that NJR will be doing some blasting today and tomorrow. And here is City Manager Todd Clark.
I want to inform you that we have received a notice through the fire department that NJR will be conducting blasting on Thursday and Friday this week during the hours of 2 to 4 p.m. each day. And this is in the area of the Northeast Connector and U.S. 52 intersection.
City Manager Todd Clark also gave a list of streets they'd like to get repaired and resurfaced in this year's budget to the City Council, and here he is talking about that.
Also, I have placed at your seats tonight, these are a list of streets that Ross has provided to us that will be resurfaced, including either a milling or overlay of these streets. And these are projects to be done in-house. These streets are also those that represent the most frequent complaints that Public Works gets. It represents approximately 2.24 miles of resurfacing, and the priority will be on those projects that are listed as overlay, and then we will move to the streets that have to be milled. Of course, the budget will dictate how many projects we get completed this year, but again, we'll start with those that are shown as overlay. The first two being Wiscasset Street and Rock Springs Road.
And this is current budget to be finished by fiscal year June 30th, and this is $1 million. Is that right?
This is the balance of what was not awarded to NJR to do.
Because this is in-house.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the in-house.
Yes, ma'am, it is. We've also looked at safety and the streets that they can shut down fairly easily and control traffic.
Councilman Chris Bramlett did have a question about the list of streets, and here he is with that.
I noticed on these street lists, there's not a single street on there that's a numbered street. No 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up to 10, and that is a major part of our town mileage. Does it mean that none of those streets are going to get any paving?
Well, again, these are the ones that we'll be doing in-house. There are those also that NJR bid on and has been awarded that contract for. And I do not recall which streets are on that contractor's list.
Health and Human Services Board will have their regular meeting this evening at 6 p.m. at Stanley Commons. We'll get their DSS updates, plus do some board member discussion and engage in some annual board training. We'll look at their budget performance and activities summary report. And also approve an updated subsidized child care waitlist plan. The Center Rural Volunteer Fire and Rescue Department said they handled 52 calls for the month of February, bringing their year-to-date total up to 135, which includes 14 fire calls, 38 medical calls, 4 working fires, 2 flyouts, and 1 technical rescue. Viper University said they are thrilled to announce the launch of 5 new minors, 3 concentrations, and 4 MBA specializations. These new academic programs are designed to align with high-growth industries and deliver strong career outcomes for students. Developed in collaboration with Rise Education, the new offerings will be available starting the fall of 2025 and are designed to broaden Pfeiffer's academic landscape and provide exciting new academic options for students. The new cutting-edge concentrations and minors are designed to enhance student marketability in high-demand fields. Programming areas including AI literacy, game development, nutrition, project management, and supply chain management. Pfeiffer University is also expanding its MBA programs, offering to include specializations in cybersecurity, business analytics, finance, and artificial intelligence. These programs are designed to meet industry needs and ensure students graduate with practical job-ready skills that position them for long-term success in today's competitive job market. President of Pfeiffer University, Dr. Scott Bullard, said, quote, "We are proud to expand Pfeiffer University's academic offerings with these forward-thinking programs that directly align with high-growth industries. These new in-demand additions to our curriculum will prepare students for strong career outcomes, blend it with our traditional offerings in liberal arts that will ensure students have a competitive edge after graduation," unquote. And that's your local news report. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County, sunny and breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Mostly clear skies stick around tonight, turning cold with a low near 30. Friday starts mostly cloudy, warming into the low 60s by afternoon. This forecast is brought to you by Desco, where you can get anything electrical online at DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
And Rick.
Here we go, a brand new hour, brand new day, brand new show. And the gang, as you heard, is all here, including Baby Brother. Baby Brother didn't feel so good. He's back with us today. We got him.